Today's shir is sponsored for Refu Shalema for Ahuvish Prince of Bas Teva Miriam by her mashpacha. We wish her a Refu Shalema. We are on page Chav Zayin in Perik Aleph in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Seif Nun Zayin in the middle of the halachis of Bishul. So Seif Nun Zayin, which if you're using an old print, it's on page Seif Nun Aleph. But Seif Nun Zayin, new print says, Mutar Lishpech Mayim Chamim. One is permitted to pour hot water, afilu mitoich kli rishon ha'emid al gabi ha'ish, even from a pot of hot water that's sitting on the fire, l'kitoich kis sheyesh b'mayim kara merubim, into a cup, a pot that has a large amount of cold water, u'bavad sh'mayim ha'kara m'yishchamu al yidei kach k'dei sh'yatiyei sledzben. And as long as there's so much cold water that the water can't warm up, so let's say you have a large pot, a large bowl of cold water, and you need to pour hot water into it for whatever reason. You want to add hot water to it. So you're adding a small amount, a large amount of cold water, in an oifen that it can't make it yatzaladizbay, so that's mutter. And Sivnun Ches will explain, v'chein mutter lishpech mayim kar merubim mutter kli rishon hamachel mayim chamim. Same thing the other way around. You could pour cold water into hot water, but tonight shishbech mayim karma midish lo yuchlus chamim k'dei lesbem. So as long as you pour enough cold water into that water, you know, at one time vasachas, that the hot water, the cold water won't get hot. Al kaimin adin shiyakvid lishbech as hamayim makarim vasachas. You have to make sure to pour this cold water to the hot water very quickly at once, v'loy la'at la'at, and not slowly. In order to make sure that there's not enough time for any of the cold water to be heated up by the hot water. The same thing vice versa when we're putting the hot water into the cold water. You have to make sure you do it in a fashion where no water could be cooked at all. You have to make sure you're doing it in a way where it happens so quick, whether it's cold to hot, hot to cold, and there's so much cold that the hot won't have an effect on it, then that would be mutter. Seif nun tes, kli sheni. Now we're going to talk about kli sheni on page chav ches, seif nun tes, new print. If you have an old print open in front of you, it is seif nun gimel. Mikivan sheyeshnam mecholam hamesfashlam gam bekli sheni. Since there are some foods that cook in a kli sheni as well. Vein anachnu bekim lodas eluhim. Since we are not fully knowledgeable, we're not bekiyim in exactly which foods could cook in a kli sheni and which foods not. Yesh lahachmir v'loy meshek kol dovar sheni mevushel yesh mishum isa bishul gam minisinasi b'kli sheni. One should be stringent and not to cook anything in a kli sheni lest they come to the iser of bishul. Once again, obviously, we're talking about that the item in the kli sheni is yad seladis bay. Well, figure out therefore, osalitein beitzachai. One should not take a raw egg. B'tavshul cham shebitzalachas and put it into a hot cooked item that's on a plate. V'uadin b'asher l'koko ragil. If someone has cocoa or cafe tachun. Sheni mevushel or ground coffee that was never yet cooked, or alite bechol tziro sheheim kigayin hanesunim besakit ebe kapit te kfiet or honey, right? So all these types of items, uncooked coffee, uncooked tea leaves, and these things that are not cooked, honey, for ale monse, which is a mint leaves, or kadayim bechol elu, all these things, ein lesitam bekoishi kli sheni, one should not put them into a kli sheni, kishem enam of vusholim zemikfar, unless they were previously cooked. V'chein ein litam palach lemon, want you to put a slice of lemon either into tea, if it's only in a kli sheni. Now, as far as raw eggs go, in the Ari, he brings that some of the raw eggs, even in a kli shlishi, is a problem. But we're not going to discuss that right now. We'll wait for kli shlishi. Right? So, in a kli sheni, one should not put coffee, tea, that hasn't been pre-cooked, a slice of lemon, because we do not know, like he said before, exactly which foods are considered bishul and kli sheni, which ones not. And therefore, if the kli sheni is still yad seledes bay, one should not put any item that's not fully cooked into it. Yoytzim in a klal hazeh, he says, what goes out as an exception? Heim ha-mayim va-shemen va-tavlin. I mean, deem the Gemara that water, oil, and tavlin don't cook in a klisheni. She'oysa mutalitim klisheni gam kishenim uvushalim. Even they're not cooked. But you got to hold off, because if you look in Ha'orakuf Ayin Dalid, he brings, you look down at the bottom on page Chof Tes, about halfway down in the Aris Kuf Ayin Dalid, he brings Simon Shin Yud Ches Mishaburus of Cotton, Samechei V'Ayin Dalid, where he says that it's mutter to cook in a klisheni. And he says, V'Oi Nayin Kizu Shulchan Aruch, U'Mehem Advarma Nekrom Tavon. Then he brings Shemati Ma'agoyin Yerushalayim Zalman Arbach. He says, the loy mistaver shem tavlinim harigilim beinenu. The pasha is this, which is Rishonim. The halacha talks about that spices don't cook in a klisheni. He says, mistaver, we're not talking about our spices. Shem bon lahatim atavsho, that we put into flavor foods. The kivin shem dakim ma'oid, since they ground up very well and they're very refined. Koshkein shem is basham gam klisheni, they're definitely cooking a klisheni. And he says, "Vayin takavon lekinman zagav l'shem." That what's it talking about? Cinnamon, ginger, this or oil. Then he says, "Vayin cinnamon shinyut ches the betzolim onions mekivin shem charivin since they're sharp, mildless basher they cook quicker." So he says you have to be very careful in what's considered spices. So we're going to see later that he says ketchup, certain things he allows. We have to be very careful what with the spices that are not pre-cooked in their processing. Be careful not to put most of them in a klisheni. And then he says in Kuf Ayin Hey, Ayin Chayodim Shekosav Demu Reiseh Kol Kachat She Yad Nechves. If this klisheni is so hot, not just Yad Salzbay, but it's so hot that if you put your hand in, it will burn it. She Yad Nechves, the Kula Alma Mevashal Fibu Klisheni. He says, then everybody agrees it's Bishon Klisheni. So one has to be careful that klisheni, if the food is still so hot, Shayad nichvis, that your hand will burn, then such a thing is going to be usur to put anything into such a klisheni, according to the Chayodim, and have a din like a kli rishon. Siv samach, ubashela melach, on page top, page lamed, comes a salt. Mekimen shakol melach shulchan mezukoku. Right? Our salt that we put on our tables is refined. It's very well done. It's right. It's mamish. Our table salt is mamish. You know what I would call granulated. It's tiny granules. Mekimin shokol mel shulchan zaku mezuku haredina kedin advarim muskarim leil b'siv nonei. This is samachal. He says it's going to have the same halachas as we spoke about in siv nonei. About not putting it into where irikli rishon. For elu guy melach bishul v'tachliv melach minayim, but he says large, what we call kosher salt today in the front source. Menadin levadas eifin yitzurim shkem yitzurim oisem befanam shenim. Says you have to know if it was something that was that thick heavy salt. If it was pre cooked in its processing, so it could be in a klisheni, it should be mutter. It's fully cooked, and it's only in a klisheni. It's not on the fire. But very refined salt is a problem in a klisheni. But then he says, Siv Samach Aleph. Continuing on page Lamed in the new print. What does he say? Siv Samach Aleph. Dover lacham avushal kot soche. A liquid item which is fully cooked. Gen cholov mavushal. Like fully cooked milk. A tamtzis te. Or tea cents. Right? Vuhu tzaynen, it's called. Alvish yishayich ben mishum issa bishal. Even though it's possible to have an issa bishal, because once it's totally cooled off, you're allowed to put it into a klisheni, into a cooked food that's in a klisheni, we should say. He says, so too, you're allowed to put into hot water in a klisheni, sugar, a saccharin. You know, it's all they use as little tiny tablets that they use as a sugar substitute. She had do a shakom akivav boishloi bizmana yitza. Which we know that in all factories, the way you process this stuff, it's all pre-cooked. Then it says, mitz lemon, mamutok, sweet lemon juice, or tamtzit smarak, or like this instant soups, or yafkas cocoa, or cocoa powder, Muchno l'shimush, that's prepared for use. V'chein kafe v'tei nemosim, and, you know, dissolved, whatever you call it, instant coffee and tea. Kim j'chaymen l'spashel b'zman yitzurom. Since these things are generally cooked at the time of processing, when they make it in the factory, therefore you don't have to worry about the bishlach habishal. Am nakimish mishtana even yitzurim bezman lezman. He says, well, you have to be careful because sometimes, from time to time, they do change processes. You know, sometimes they go from cooking to steaming or whatever. So yesh levadam chemer elus bashu. Before you go and put something in a kli sheni, you have to make sure you know how this is made. V'chein yesh ladas im loy mu'uravim behem makivim sheni v'shalom. Another thing you have to make sure is that even if the main ingredient is pre-cooked, you have to make sure that all the ingredients and whatever chemicals, whatever they put in there, are all pre-cooked. Because if they're not pre-cooked, then you'll have a problem that item inside it is going to get cooked. Now, he brings a star from right now, then the Samachal, when he spoke about cooked milk, he says, Cholav Mu'ukar, which is sterilized milk. He says, to sterilize it, they only have to bring it up to 120 Celsius. Same by Mishum Issa Bishul B'Klisheni. There's not going to be an Issa Bishul and Klisheni. He says, so to pasteurize milk, Ishmakim Lahakav Lemish, Same by Mishum Issa Bishul B'Klisheni. He says, some are makel to say even pasteurized milk, right? So it was sterilized, the stuff that's preheated. It shouldn't be considered bishul and klisheni. Consult your own LOR on that. Siv Samach Beis, the last siv in page Lamed. The last siv on regular klisheni shells. Kivan shenosam and achayim neskarm l'el siv Samach Aleph. These ingredients we spoke about before in siv Samach Aleph, which in the old print it's known, hey. Klisheni nochim rizor shloy la'aris otech klizem a klirishin. And be careful not to pour from a klirishin either. When you're preparing a cup, make sure you don't pour from a klirishin. Because right? anytime we don't allow klisheni, we don't allow iri klirishin as well. Anything klirishin also, we don't allow iri klirishin. So you have to be careful. So to sum up what we just spoke about, klisheni, you have to be careful. We don't know what's considered cooked in it, what's considered not cooked in it. And we generally want to put some things in a klisheni, but you have to be careful that the item is fully pre-cooked. Make sure that the item that you're putting in that was pre-cooked, like a spice or something like that, you have to make sure that all the ingredients inside, like cocoa or tea or ground coffee, to make sure all these items were fully pre-cooked, all the ingredients were pre-cooked, and then it'd be mutter to put in a kli sheni. Today's share was sponsored from Fushlein for Wushpinza Baste Ben Miriam to sponsor Shurim, to keep these podcast Shurim going. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor issue button for more information on episodes or how you could have an opportunity to sponsor or anything else. Please email rabbifishman@gmail.com.